The opener for the Bomber Boys was in front of the home crowd as they fell to Fort Smith Northside 59-51. Mount Home led for much of the first quarter, mainly on the shooting of Ryder McLean, but they later went on a scoring drought, and the Grizzlies took advantage with a run of 13 straight points. The Bombers were able to end the first half with Rhett Gilbert beating the buzzer to cut the margin to 3. The two teams exchanged the lead a few times during the second half, but Northside looked like they were going to pull away. However, their lead never got above single digits, and Mount Home was able to cut into the margin. The Grizzlies were eventually able to hold off the Bombers in the final minute and get the 8-point victory. McLean led Mount Home with 19 points, and Blaine Tate added 14. Derek Shepard scored 23 points for Northside, and Kyrell Black chipped in 10. The Bombers start the season at 0-1, and their next game will be a Tuesday afternoon when they meet Paragould at the FedEx Forum in Memphis. The Grizzlies improved to 1-0. The night wasn't any better for Mount Home's girls as they fell to Valley View 64-57 at the Ridge Dental Classic in Wynn. The game was close throughout much of the first half. The Lady Blazers began pulling away right before halftime as they went to the locker room up 7. Valley View increased its lead further in the third quarter and went up by double digits. Lady Blazers were able to out-rebound the Lady Bombers, and that proved to be crucial in their 7-point win. Mount Home was led by Jayla Yonkers with 24 points, and Lakin Anderson had 11. Alana Orsby provided 22 points for Valley View. Bonnie Fagan finished with 14, and Bella Seaman ended up with 11. The Lady Bombers fall to 0-1 on the year. Valley View is now 1-0. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.